What are your responsibilities, huh? Okay, we'll call to order the Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022 Town of Curie Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. The first item on the agenda is adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
We've got the oath of office under new business.
You want to move that to the front again? Okay, so there's been a motion to move 6.1 to, let's put it as 3.2. Or let's put it at right after minutes. No, let's put it before minutes like we did last time. So we'll put the oath of office for Byron after the adoption of the agenda. So with that change, is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
So move.
Okay. Second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, oath of office.
There you go.
Sign for his town vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, but it's really loud on your end. That's why it keeps hitting the mute. Thank you. But it just was loud. There was a lot of shuffling. I'm getting feedback.
Oh, I do have a question. The P&Z members that are on the commission minutes, well, actually, let's go ahead and get to the next item is adoption of the minutes. So I did have a question, is that not all those folks are P&Z members.
Who is not?
I think she fixed them.
I'm on there twice. No.
There was a problem. Jim was.
Oh, Jim's on twice. That's it.
No,
okay.
But he's not anymore.
Okay.
Beth fixed that.
Oh, really? Okay.
I sent her an email the other day.
Oh, so you found that too? Okay. I was just counting the number. I said, "Boy, that's a lot of people."
No.
Okay, so we got our five members and then our alternate. Okay, got it. Are there any other changes? Oh, actually, we should go ahead and split this. This is our regular meeting, so is there any other changes or recommendations before we adopt the minutes?
I move we adopt the minutes as presented.
Second.
Okay, it's been motion and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, very good. Public comments.
Aye.
Public comments. Is there anybody here or online for public comments for the P&Z issues?
No.
Okay. Under old business, land use plan update. I am on the land use plan. Generally, it's Joseph that talks about this. I believe our last meeting was canceled, wasn't it?
Yes.
Because of COVID. Because of COVID. So there are real no updates at all for land use plan. And I think we're going to have our next meeting in March, if I remember right. Is that correct, or is it February?
It's February.
February, okay. So we'll have updates in our March. Next item, 5.2, is electric vehicle chargers. I'm sure everybody knows that I've kind of put that on there and been discussing that. The more I think about it, it really isn't a P&Z issue. It's really more of a parking issue, I think. So what I recommended, I think I sent out an email to Mandy, but you know, I'm not sure if I sent it out to everybody else, but I would recommend that we, I don't know, it's not really tabling it, but just take it off the agenda, and that we ask the parking committee to look at this issue, and I'd be glad to provide all the information I have and so forth. So what would be the appropriate motion for that, for taking something off the agenda?
And well, our parking committee does not necessarily meet on a regular basis. They're almost meeting on an as-needed basis at the moment.
Is that something that Craig could just informally contact somebody from the parking committee and ask them, would you be interested in this? I have information to share, just on an informal basis.
Yeah, cause it's not really a pressing issue. It's just something I think, you know, it'd be nice to have and look at. But
The mayor is actually the liaison to the parking committee.
Okay.
So
well, why
don't
I... Yeah, I'll be glad to send him an email, and I can attend the next parking committee meeting and talk about this too. But to remove it from our agenda, we're not tabling it. What are we doing technically?
You can just remove it. You can make a motion to remove it from the agenda that you're going to pass it to the parking committee.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to remove the electric vehicle chargers from this and future agendas unless it comes up again, and I'll be glad to contact the mayor and the parking committee with it. So.
Second.
Okay, it's been motion and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Mr. Bell.
Yes.
During our retreat, which is this Friday and then Monday, one of the items in that agenda is parking.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'll be glad to send you a little quick email about what we've been doing, because we've talked about it. And
during the retreat,
yeah, that's an excellent idea. So I'll be glad to send you and the mayor a little bit of a summary and all that sort of thing. It could be passed on in the retreat. So excellent.
If you could come to me.
Yeah. Oh, sure. No, I try to come.
The committee, I can help.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that brings us to 6.2 now, which is proposed text amendment application, and I assume this is Mr. Eldridge.
No.
No.
No. We have property owner submitted a text amendment application.
Oh, John, okay. John, this is you then.
So the text amendment you've got in front of you tonight is from a new resident in town, and it's also the new Carolina Beach Police Chief. This is Dick Ward. He is renovating a house at 514 I Avenue and wanted to put in a fence, and he wasn't able to do exactly what he wanted to do, so we walked him through the process of text amendments and, of course, variances, and he chose to apply for a text amendment. He came up with this language by himself. We worked on it together, but these are his words. This is his application, and these are his amendments. So in the second page you see there, the only addition to our ordinance would be for what's highlighted there. And I believe he's got some words, or he's available for questions if you have any. I do have to say this is a weekly topic with multiple residents about fences and the heights and what constitutes the backyard, why can't I go further up? So it's not new. We brought it to you guys before in text amendments and concerns, and I can just tell you that it keeps coming up.
Well, I just have a question, if you could. I know the rear yard means from basically the back of the building back the whole yard. So what is 50% of yard?
50% of the side of the side yard. So let's say it's a 100-foot lot. You could come 50 feet up the side of your side yard with your 6-foot high fence.
I'm still having trouble understanding what that language means. I'm with Joe, and I still don't understand it. The proposed amendment is in the rear 50% of the yard. Does that mean that instead of putting the fence on the back property line, that we're coming in 50% or halfway towards the house and putting the fence?
got a yard. It might be 100 feet deep. It might be 200 feet deep. So 50% of 100 would be 50 feet. So in the rear 50% of your lot or yard, you can have a 6-foot high fence. That's what this language means to me.
Let
me make sure I understand it. From the back corner of my house to the property line is 100 feet. 100 feet of my rear yard. Does this text amendment give me authority to put a fence in the middle of that yard, therefore?
Sure.
What this seems to do is eliminate the definition of a rear yard. I mean that's really what it does, because I think our definition of a rear yard, which is in KBC 1502.010, and I don't have it in front. Oh, you have it in front of you? Okay.
Well, first we have to start with what's the definition of a yard.
Of a yard, right, and then a rear yard.
And a yard shall mean an open space on the same lot with the building, unoccupied, unobstructed from the ground upward, except by trees, shrubbery, screen walls, fences, ground level decks and walkways, or as otherwise provided for or required under this chapter. And then following the definition of a yard, then we specify a front yard, a rear yard, and a side yard.
And read the rear yard, because that's really what our existing text refers to, is the definition of a rear yard.
Right. So a rear yard shall mean a yard across the full width of the lot as measured from the furthest rear point of the principal building to the rear line of the lot.
So basically, the rear starts from the back corner, if you will. And he's eliminating that completely, but still uses the word rear 50%. So it seems to me that this is not a good thing at all, because we don't have a definition now, because it's not referring to that sort of thing. It sounds to me like he wants to have the same definition of a rear yard, but now allow 6 foot for 50% of that rear.
I mean,
he's actually making it more difficult by this sort of thing, because the way he's written it, if we still use the same definition of rear yard, he can only have 6 feet for 50% of the rear yard rather than 100% right now.
Now, it's 50% of the yard.
You also need to look at
so we could come past the house.
Well, it says that. It says a fence in the rear 50% of yard.
Of yard.
So to me, it's talking about the rear 50% of yard.
The rear 50% of total yard.
Okay.
That's the way.
Oh, so what he's saying is that you take the property line, you take the halfway point, and then anything past the halfway point.
Forget about where the house is.
Forget about where the house is. That's what he's trying to say. I think it's poorly written.
I think maybe lot would be the right word. I mean, yard.
Jim has a comment.
Yes, Jim.
Take a look at C and D and see if there's any impact on C and D by this proposed amendment.
C and D. I don't know.
C and D and what?
11, 14.
Oh, you're. 10, that's 11. Chapter 11.
I've already reviewed all this. I would have told you if the second time.
I guess what I'm asking is there a requirement that the fence in the rear be on or near the rear property line? Or if there isn't, does that mean you could put your fence anywhere you want in the rear yard? That's my question.
I think what he's trying to do is say there's a midway point on the side yards, and that he can put 6 feet in the rear half from the midway point in the side yards. You know, I mean, that's what I think he's trying to say right now.
Run the fence
halfway up the two side property lines, as well as the back thing, where the current definition of a rear yard is based upon the
back of the house.
The back of the house. And that side yards are on the side. I think now that we understand it, then we can talk about, you know. My personal opinion is that we've had this definition of rear yard now for years and years and years. We've had it for a long time.
Yes, sir. That was just changed in 2017.
I thought we did change it for corner lots.
Yards.
Well, anyway, my own personal opinion is let's keep it the same way. But again, I'm only one of five, so you know, I think it looks cleaner. We're talking about community image and all that sort of thing, so I think it looks, you know, cleaner to have 6-foot fences in the back. And you know, I grew up in an area that people had 6-foot fences in the side and even the front yard, and it looked trashy. It looked like everybody's trying to keep away from each other and all that sort of thing. And I don't think that's the image of Kira Beach. But
I'd like to add on to that. I did walk around town because I really wanted to see it in person, what this would look like. Some houses are set far back on the lot, and some houses are very long, and the front of their house is very close to the front line. And so let's say we have this very long house that sits very close to the front edge of the property, next to a small house that's sitting on the rear end of the property. Well, this long house can put a 6-foot fence. Mm-hmm. Let's say they're able to put this 6-foot fence halfway up the length of their lot.
Mm-hmm.
That would bring that 6-foot fence up ahead, closer to the street line, for the little house that's sitting on the back of their lot. Am I making
sense?
Yeah,
no, it is. You'd have a bunch of uneven 50%.
I always feel very, very hesitant to make text amendments because when they affect everybody. I mean, maybe one or two or three properties in town this would be fine for, but when we have to apply this to every property in town, I just feel like we might be, opening a can of worms of something that we can't even project right now. I think it's good the way it is, and I hesitate to change that. Especially after, as I said, I was walking around and looking at the different properties, and some could be adversely affected by this, I think. So I just hesitate to...
Are there any properties in town that the whole house could be enclosed with a 6-foot fence?
No, sir, that's not the way this was written, and the intent of it was... not to be like that at all.
Well, if the house is on the very back of the property line, 50% of the total.
I see what you're talking about.
That was discussed in the email chain, which should have been sent to all of y'all.
Yes, that was brought up by the fire chief. Right.
Yeah.
And that's what got me thinking, oh yeah, that's why I wanted to walk around and
no access to the back for safety forces.
And there won't be any properties where that would be the case. There might be one where it could come pretty close to the front. I don't think there's anywhere it could go.
Right, and so the point I was trying to make is that it's not about that the actual house itself that's sitting on the back. It's if he is the neighbor of somebody who gets a 6-foot fence that comes halfway up the lot, and his house is sitting in the back half of his lot, then he's got this 6-foot fence right next to him.
Yes, and that's already the case with the way the ordinance is written now, because it is the furthest most point of the house. It is not even right now, so still people have a case where the 6-foot fence can go way up because their neighbor has a front set house.
But it probably wouldn't come up as far as
right.
What he's recommending, because
yeah.
It'd be the back point of the house versus halfway up the property line.
Even if you guys don't like this text amendment, I feel like in the spirit of what Kathleen was just speaking about, there's a better way for it to be written where it can be evenly applied to all properties. Mm-hmm. Because basically, house placement dictates how much fence you can have, period.
Right.
Jim,
it's all about the house placement. That's it.
In this email chain that was attached, there is a picture of a house that would actually be a fence could come down the entire house.
Yeah, in that particular case, it would, if you look at the property, it would actually come even with the front corners of the house. which we
right.
I mean, they wouldn't be able to fence right over their door, obviously. It looks like it's further set back, but the front is really on the middle line because you're not counting the town right over there.
But I did see other, I didn't write down the addresses, but I did see a few other situations where it just, I didn't think it would be fair to that neighbor for the property owner of the larger house to have that 6-foot fence next to his house. Like, I really like it that it comes, that is designated for the rear yard,
rear.
That it comes to the back of the house.
It's simple that way, too.
It's actually not that simple. That's why it keeps coming up.
Based on your opinion...
I'd have to agree with John. I think that designated 50% or 50 feet or half the property line at the side yard is the best way. You're telling such a barrier. And the way the houses are, the, you know, in position, the rear of the house can vary, I guess, sometimes 20 feet or more, John, right?
Yes, sir.
So I think if you designate a point in the property line, say it's halfway or 50 feet, because most of the lots are 100 feet deep, it's probably the better way. That's my opinion in having, you know, a situation where my neighbor's house is shorter than mine, and that, you know, he's able to put a 6-foot fence. And so I experienced that. He is legit what he did, but you know, my house is different.
What, if any, opinion do you have on access to the backyard by safety forces?
I'm pretty good with chains all in and axe. Honestly, that's come up. Well, that's the reason, if you read through the email chain, the fire chief brought up the very valid fact that you guys brought up about fencing off the entire house. And so he proposed an alternate read to the text amendment on page number 3, if you have your paperwork in front of you.
Well, at the very least, I would like something like there has to be a gate at least on one side of the house or the other.
So you can already close off your backyard with a 6-foot fence. That's already currently the ordinance, so that wouldn't change. You can still block off your entire back with a 6-foot. So I'm not sure how that would be any different.
You know, I have to say that I'm pretty familiar with a lot of the HOAs and how the HOAs write this stuff, and the Curie Beach ordinance is very similar to how HOAs write it. I mean, when you look at Curie Beach Village, for example, which has a number of houses in Curie Beach, they define the backyard just like we define the backyard. And you can put a fence around your backyard from the back part of your point. So, you know, I have to disagree. That sounds confusing, because that's every HOA, and I own several rental properties in different HOAs. They're all that way, you know. So there's nothing difficult about understanding that, or enforcing that sort of thing, because it's exactly what we have in our existing ordinance, and that's how Curie Beach Village is. And you know, they can only put 4 feet in the back, and they have nothing in front, but they define the rear yard exactly the same way as our Curie Beach ordinance right now. So I don't see the difficulty at all. I mean, it's a standard way of defining, and a standard way that that communities define the different heights of different fences in front, rear, and backyards.
Well,
so
let me throw a couple of examples to you, and you can tell me where you would require fence placement then. So based on the definition right now, it says, you know, rear yard. You look at the definition of rear yard, it says main structure.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have the back of the house and the property line, and there is a 6-foot chimney right in the middle of the house, That's part of the main structure. That is the main structure. Would that be the back of the main?
Well, you know, that what you're talking about is retweaking the definition, not changing the rules, but retweaking the definition. I have no problem.
Some more for you, but
I have no problem retweaking the definition of the back point.
But John, it does say from the furthest rear point of the principal building to the rear lot line. So that chimney would be part of the house, furthest rear point.
So what do you do?
They can't put the 6-foot fence past the chimney.
Yeah, but the part that I'm struggling with is not all the houses have the same depth on the backyard. Some houses are more shallow, you know, they're not as deep. The backyards are bigger, so those fences are not equal. So you could have a shorter house in the depth of the yard, a larger backyard, and your neighbor could have a longer house. And then the fences are going to be totally different. They're not going to be consistent unless you control the size of the yard.
But that's exactly how it is in Kiri Beach Village. I mean, you can drive through Kiri Beach Village. There's hundreds of houses with exactly that same definition and exactly those same fences. And nobody complains about that.
Actually, they do all the time.
Well, I mean, that's part of the HOA process. That's not a town ordinance.
I'm just telling you.
So they shouldn't complain to you. They should complain to the HOA. But that's a standard way of defining height of, I can't think of a single community I've been involved with that defines it in the way that we're talking about here. They all define it by rear yard at a point, and we could tweak it so it's not a fireplace, obviously, where the building is. I mean, if we need to tweak it so we're not measuring from a fireplace, certainly, let's go ahead and do that. But I would hate to change it to certainly not a foot, you know, 50 feet or something like that, because you have different yards and all that sort of thing. But, you know, I just don't think it needs to change anyway.
And I want to add to what you're saying, because I do own one of those properties in Kiri Beach Village where my backyard is very shallow.
Yeah.
I have almost no backyard.
Mine too, yeah.
But I knew that when I bought the house, you know, it's just like it's coming with a small backyard, you know, and, mm-hmm. and I knew that we could only have the fences around the backyard, so.
From the rear points, right.
Right, from the rear, from the rear of the points. House. So it's just one thing that I knew about when I bought the house, and it's something that I've learned to live with.
Yeah, and there is a kind of an issue, too, where somebody buys a property knowing what the ordinance is and then tries to change the ordinance. And I have a bit of a problem with that, but anyway.
Well, I don't think it's consistent. I think that's the point that John was trying to make. The because of the depth of the houses that can be placed in any lot, if you can't control that, then the fences are not going to be equal across the board. No, not all the houses will be positioned for that, the back corner of the house is going to be the same. So the fences could actually be feet different from neighbor to neighbor.
Well, that's
so
exactly what I am.
If you control the side yard, if you control the side yard, then you can control the problem.
But that's exactly like my neighbor. My neighbor's back fence goes further forward than mine because the points on my house are different. I don't have any problem with that. I mean, in fact, it actually adds a little of, it adds a little to the aesthetic because there's a little difference there or something like that, rather than everybody uniform at 50 feet or something like that. So, but anyway, let's.
Well, I don't think it does when you have a 6-foot fence coming up, you know, beside your 4-foot fence, then it becomes more of an issue.
Okay, do we have any further discussion or do we want to take a vote on this or a recommendation? I mean, this is a proposal. What's the appropriate type of?
The appropriate what?
The appropriate.
Well,
you know,
we'd have to have a consistency statement saying that if we recommend this.
But just to move this along, I'll go ahead and make a motion to not recommend this change to the text as a text amendment. And, you know, if it doesn't pass, then we'll consider some other ones. So is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
What about Tony?
I vote against it.
Okay, so 4-1 is not recommending this text amendment.
You'll report that to council?
I will report that to council, yes.
I have a request for this topic. It looks like the department heads get an email notification of a proposed text amendment. I'd like to be included in that email chain so that I can have an opportunity to look at it before learning about it when the agenda is published.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, good. Well, thank you, John. Next, I guess that brings us to the end. Is there a motion, just to make sure, just so we can announce, when is our next meeting in February? I mean March.
Well,
March.
February has 28 days, so it should be the same
time. March 2nd.
Well, I slept through January, so.
It's March
2nd. March 2nd, okay. All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.